righty. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's Dave here in our new temporary production room. If it sounds like an oldie station with some delightful echo, some wonderful reverberation of my voice, well, just know that we're not flipping formats. I'm just in a really crappy studio for the time being. It's Dave here. All the good stuff on this Wednesday, April 24th. There was a scam perpetrated at the most respected venue in golf. We heard about a Wonderlic test with less than impressive results. We talked our stupid kid moments today, and John pretty much came to grips with the fact that despite mocking the youth of today for their viral challenges, he pretty much did the exact same thing as a boomer kid. He just didn't have the internet to broadcast his shenanigans. So we hit the phones for that, had some great responses, and it's Long Song Wednesday. We spun the wheel once again, find out where we landed. Could it be 3 weeks in a row that your listener picks would air for Long Song Wednesday? You'll find out about that. And we shared some info on the upcoming dog walk and all kinds of other assorted goodies. Have a listen for yourself. Right here, right now, it is the Daily Podcast.
You know, slowly but surely, this first break every morning is becoming the golf break. And this is a story that I know the two of you are going to love because basically it seems that the family that steals together goes to jail together.
Okay.
Have you heard about this guy, Stephen Michael, and it's PH? Stephen Michael Freeman.
Smart man.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how smart this Stephen is.
Okay.
Along with his sisters and his parents, cooked up a scam to resell Masters tickets. All right. Now, getting tickets to the Masters is not an easy thing to do. There is a lottery that happens, the Augusta Lottery, and if you get pulled, you get your chance to get a ticket. Well, they went out and they created a whole bunch of fake accounts, got some bulk mailing lists, and got the fake accounts off of this, right? And then basically what they did is once they got contacted, they contacted Augusta, said to them, oh, our address changed, right? And then with the plans of taking all of these tickets and selling them, right, they got caught, and the whole family got caught. Everyone in the family
was in on it.
They were all in on it. They are facing some hefty fines and 20 years in prison.
Ooh.
Because in Augusta, they take their golf seriously.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Did you see the money figures for what the guys in the band made from the Queen movie?
I did not.
I mean, and we're not talking about the music at all. We're talking about just the movie itself.
Okay.
It was something like, I can't remember if they had to split it, if Roger and Brian had to split it. But either they each got or they had a split $70 million. This is just off of movie ticket sales, not for records, not for anything else, and not their this was their cut after the movie was shown.
Okay.
They already got their money for the movie, right? So what they were going to make for the movie, they got ahead of time, right? And then Freddie's girlfriend, right? That he left everything to. 50% of it went to some charity, and 50% of it went to that woman, right? And it wasn't any of that $70 million. It was a separate amount of money altogether. It was major, major bucks.
Wow.
Right? Yeah, really incredible. 62 degrees outside, sunny and breezy today. The high temperature about 73 degrees. Long Song Wednesday. We'll get to that at 7:40 this morning. But coming up next Saturday is the dog walk. The dog walk is back. We will be up at Green Lane Park, and you will have the opportunity to join us there. And maybe your dog becomes the mayor of Dogville. We announced this yesterday. The pictures started coming in. You can go to WMGK.com and put in your dog's picture, your nomination for them to be the mayor of Dogville. We'll narrow those down to five and then let everybody vote on who the last one should be. But there one came in yesterday from this dog, Titus, right? And Titus is sitting up on top of what is his beat-up old doghouse, and it says dog, D-A-W-G.
Nice.
And he's a big German shepherd. Boy, is he a big, beautiful German shepherd. So he's up for a mayor of Dogville. All you got to do is post a picture at WMGK.com. Tell us about your dog. And keep in mind, those pictures will not show up immediately on the site. So, don't keep putting ones in. Don't keep entering them. It's just going to make more work for somebody. Put in one. It'll be up within 24 hours. All right? And if you are the mayor of Dogville, Rotelli Custom Homes is going to build your dog a custom doghouse. And I got to tell you, Titus could use one.
Titus could definitely use one. It's looking pretty ghetto.
That is really a ghetto doghouse. I mean, the front door is a piece of plywood, with, you know, and that's been has a hole cut out of it.
Yeah.
All right. You know, so maybe your dog will be the mayor of Dogville. You get the parade around the entire event. You get your own dog carts, your mayor's sash, and of course, a custom built doghouse from Rotelli Custom Homes. So get to WMGK.com if you want in on this. Do you know what the Wunderlich test is?
Yes.
All right. Explain it. Explain
it
to people.
It's a test that they give the incoming NFL draftees to, I guess, and the questioning they get is, it's kind of stupid, but it's to see how they think on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, somebody's Wunderlich score will leak, and it's like unbelievably low.
Right.
But
it's like a competency test, right?
Yeah.
I think employers give it, too.
You know, how good you are making accurate decisions.
Problem solving. Yeah.
On the fly, that kind of stuff. Right. An average score for the Wunderlich test is 20, and it tells those looking at the results that the test taker was of average intelligence. A score of 10 says that they're illiterate.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's like, you know, 50% fail.
Right. Sadly, Michigan prospect Rashawn Gary will be going into the draft with a score of 9.
Nice.
9. He's more than illiterate.
I don't care. Can he kill?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
So look, we've all done our fair share of stupid over the years. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, is there is yet another challenge. Every time I turn around, right, it seems these kids nowadays got another challenge happening of some kind.
This is how they play now, John.
This is what it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, the new challenge is the Shell-On Challenge. This goes beyond even the Tide Pod Challenge, which had its dangers. All right, you know, and every time I see one of these things, I'm thinking to myself, like, what kind of idiots are these kids? The new shell-on challenge is you eat things with the shell on.
Ooh.
Okay, so, like, if you had peanuts, you wouldn't crack the shell. You would eat them shell and
that's
all.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I know. We tell that to Mike Rohde all the time. He does it. All right, you know, I have a friend who actually does that on a regular basis. Oh, why bother?
I am always bothered by the people that do that with sunflowers.
Crack them, spit them.
All right, but you could also do it with a banana or an orange. All of that, okay. But some people are doing it, so it's anything that has a shell or a package around
it. Are we talking like lobster?
No, we're talking things like, you ever see one of those sandwiches in a refrigerator? It's got the plastic front, and it's in a little plastic triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Set it out, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're eating the plastic, too. All right? Or eating, imagine a Twinkie. Right. All right. It's got the cellophane wrap. Right. And then the piece of cardboard inside. What? You got to eat that as well.
It's
and doctors
sausage.
Are going, are you out of your minds?
Right.
All right. Do you understand the chemicals that are in those plastics?
You can't even recycle that plastic.
No, right. And a lot of it can't go. It's not like your body could do anything with it.
Right.
You're not going to, you know, you can ingest shards of plastic. It's coming out as shards of plastic and working its way through your body as shards of plastic. It is as
that's
stupid
the second
as
challenge.
It gets. And then I thought of this. I used to smoke banana peels and eat Morning Glory seeds because someone told me they'd get me high.
See, that's the thing. Kids are always stupid. It's just now the internet is out there to show everybody
but
the kids
how
stupid,
stupid they are.
Those were your boomer challenges.
So the question at hand this morning is, all right, what was the stupid things that you did as a kid? You know, remember we talked about riding behind the DDT truck?
That was one of the, when
the mosquito truck would come around and you'd ride on your bicycle in the fog. Hey, I'm riding in the fog. You're breathing in all these chemicals, right? You know, before I was doing drugs, I was doing drugs. Yeah. All right, you know, so do you have one, Dave?
I do have one. Yeah, I guess you could say we lived by a bowling alley growing up. Not the most regulated places on earth. You can just walk right in and pretty much do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
So as kids, we would walk right in, steal a bowling ball, and just go out in society and just roll it wherever the hell we wanted to.
Uh-huh.
We just do like societal bowling. Hey, check out that newspaper, you know, stand down there.
Right.
Think you can hit it? Let's find out.
There wasn't a lot going on in Allentown.
No, especially on the south side.
There wasn't. Like I said, I mean, somebody told us that Morning Glory seeds would get you high. Right, you know, so we would sit around and you'd go to like
you get the packets at the garden center.
You'd go to the garden center hardware store. You go to hardware store, your little packet of Morning Glory seeds, and then you go buy like a Dixie cup of ice cream or something like that, and you'd sprinkle, because you couldn't eat them straight, right? And you'd sprinkle them on like they were sprinkles,
sure.
And then you'd eat the ice cream and go, okay, I'm going to get it. No, you got sick to your stomach is really what happened, right? So what was it for you? Call us here in the studio. The stupid stuff you did as a kid because, well, everybody else was doing it. The question at hand this morning, and I want to get to Cindy on this one too, is there's this challenge, and look, I realize I goof on these kids all the time about these stupid challenges they come up with, like the pod, you know, challenge,
right.
And the new one is the shell on challenge. So you eat everything the way it comes to you. So a banana, you would eat right through the skin. An orange, you would do the same thing. You would eat peanuts, right? With, you know, the shell and all. Right, and
hey, look, a crab.
Right. Yeah. Try that one on for size. That should be make for some interesting intestinal pleasure.
Yes.
All right. But also they're doing things like plastic wrap. You know, so if you find a sandwich wrapped in plastic, you go to like to some convenience store and they have those pre-made sandwiches in the little plastic triangles. Mm-hmm. You eat the whole plastic triangle as well.
It's like a sugar sausage.
Yeah. Right. Or like a Twinkie. You would eat the cardboard and the cellophane along with the Twinkie. This is really stupid, and we did equally stupid things. And it dawned on me today. It's like, how stupid are these kids? And then I realized things like, what did you do, Cindy?
This is like maybe grade school age. Kids would make each other faint by going behind them, standing behind them, and wrapping their arms around their abdomen, sort of like the Heimlich maneuver, and lifting the kids up off the ground.
Yeah, sleeper hold.
Yeah, right.
Is that
the go-to-sleep challenge, yeah, I would call that.
By their abdomen, they would pick them up.
Because you'd get them right underneath your rib cage.
Oh, we
right.
did something like that, too, but we would just put your hands around the person's neck and
choke them. Yeah. Just choke them out.
Facing them. Like, I'm looking at Dave. Just choke them down.
The choke-out challenge. Ooh, that's a nice ring to it.
There we go. Well, maybe we can get that one started.
Yeah,
so the stupid thing you did as a kid that, it's surprising that you're still here. Again, I smoked banana peels and ate Morning Glory seeds because they were supposed to make me high. I'm turning over a new leaf, or at least I'm going to attempt to, because I'm an old man, and it's hard for old men to make changes in their life, like old dogs. Right? But I've got to stop goofing on these kids for all their silly challenges and dumb things that they do on the internet, because we did things equally as stupid. And the new one being the shell-on challenge, right, where people just eat things the way they are. So peanuts in the shell, banana right through the skin, right? Same with an orange. Those who are eating Twinkies, the cellophane, the cardboard, and all, I really got to question those people. They've got a problem.
Right? Gastroenterologists love this.
They must. No, but doctors are warning against this in the biggest way, especially the people who are taking in the plastics.
Of course, yes.
And, when all of the chemicals and stuff, when that stuff starts to break down, that is going to put you in some sad shape. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've had some people hanging on the phone for a bit now, and this person, wait, this is really the name? Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight. Your name is Boo?
You got it, brother.
Oh, and I expected a woman also. Wow, Boo, you shocked the hell out of me. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, we're doing fine. All right, so stupid thing you did as a kid.
We used to go down to Ace Bar Supply and buy boxes of Whippets.
The nitrous oxide cartridges to make whipped cream with.
Yeah, the little CO2, yeah.
All right, now, how did you use them? Because, that was like, it was like a mini gas tank.
Sure.
Right? Like you would see in an operating room. It was like a mini one of those. How did you suck it in?
We had a canister that dispersed it.
Were you guys popular after concerts in the parking lot?
Oh, my God. We were everybody's hero. We had a dispenser. The funniest thing was the guy was getting used to seeing our faces, so we were getting a little leery of it.
Uh-huh.
So we sent our friend in, and he goes in, and the guy says, "Well, what flavor would you like?" And he goes, "Well, I don't know. I never bought them. Strawberry."
Have a good morning, Boo. Ron, what about yourself? All right, stupid challenge, stupid thing you did as kids.
All right, we took the insides out of a Vicks inhaler and then put it inside of another type of capsule and swallowed them.
But it was nothing but menthol. What could have happened?
No, it was an early methamphetamine rush. I'm sure they took it out by now.
That explains why Tony Harris is always walking around with one of those.
The H-Man.
Yeah. Well, me and my little band of junior space cadets in 1968, we found out about it. And, you know, it kind of made you a little sick to the stomach, but, you know.
Yeah, well, what the hell? I was getting high.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, Mike, what was it for you when you were a kid? What was the stupid thing you guys did?
Well, in school, during the 80s or late 70s, there was a wrestling move called the heart punch, and we used to imitate it, and I put a kid in the hospital doing it.
Ooh. Oh, just for punching him in the chest?
You used to put their arm behind their head, their left arm, and then punch them in the chest.
God, if you did that to me today, I'd die.
I know. I feel bad. I want to find the guy and apologize to him.
Eliza, okay, I wanted a woman to answer this one. What's the stupid thing you guys did as a kid?
So we would take those, like, giant pink erasers
right,
and rub them into the top of our hands to see who would last the longest.
Yes,
so
I remember
like,
this.
Burning ourselves. Yeah.
All right, we did something like this, but it involved, and thanks for jogging my memory on this, it involved ice cubes and salt. You would sprinkle salt on your hand and then hold an ice cube down on it, and this chemical reaction of the salt and the frozen water would leave like a chemical burn on your hand. You could see who would keep it there the longest.
Did you see Steve has a lot of these, a science fair project? It was terrifying.
Yeah.
Have a great morning. Bob, was there a stupid challenge when you were a kid?
There absolutely was, John. I had to put a cigarette between my arm and the guy next to me, and whoever pulled away first kind of lost. I've got a scar of a full-size 100 cigarette on my arm today.
Wait, hold on.
How would this work?
I'm trying to figure out. Right, you're back to back. How are you? You got one.
You're side to side. You put your right arm to his left arm, and you drop the cigarette down, and whoever pulls away first. And we were just drunk enough, neither one of us pulled away.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a whole new level of stupid.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I've got a,
everybody knew about that.
I still have a cigarette burn on my hand because my friend said, I'll give you this $20 bill if I can burn through it with a cigarette.
Right,
the $20
right.
bill didn't burn at all, but I have a nice blister and a scar on my hand still from it.
Yeah, I knew that one, too.
Yeah. Problem is that Steve did it 2 weeks ago.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, it's time to spin the wheel. Talking about the Wheel of Long Songs, we got a lot of requests this week, a major amount of requests this week for the listener slot. The Wheel of Long Songs, basically any song that's 7 minutes or longer that we normally don't have the time to get to, we make this special spot for it each and every week, and you get to pick. Two of the slots go to listeners, and the other slots this morning are, let's say you got Lou Reed's intro, Sweet Jane, I'd love that to come up today, right? Humble Pie, I Don't Need No Doctor. It's Susie Q from CCR. That's been sitting there for some time now.
Yeah, I keep going with that since it's been there for so long.
Okay, Kashmir. Why don't you go with this one? That's been there even longer.
The Phillies need that. They need that mojo. Chase Utley's old walk-up song.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So you got Kashmir. You got In Memory of Elizabeth Reed from the Allman Brothers. And then, of course, the listener pick. And then the two bonus slots. The bonus slots have songs, but we don't know what they are.
Right.
And they're not necessarily long. They're like deep tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever surprising little thing Bill, our program director, wants to put in there. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's
go. All right, Steve, get ready by the computer to get the song.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Spinning the wheel. Come on, Lou Reed. Come on, Lou Reed. Well, we got to read. Right, but we didn't get Lou Reed. We got the Allman Brothers and In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. So this morning for Long Song Wednesday, it's the Allmans. They're Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. This is going to be nice. Nice spring morning driving in the car. Love it. Roadhouse Blues from the Doors. We had a conversation with Chris Epting about Roadhouse Blues not too long ago. If you missed out on that, Chris, our author and musicologist who checks in with us on a regular basis, he great insight into that, the bungalows and how that area is still kind of there. No one's built a house on it yet, All right, in the what's it, Hollywood Hills, right?
Is that where it is?
Yeah, it was Hollywood Hills. So if you miss that, there's a podcast of it at WMGK.com. Or if you ever miss any guests we have on the show, there's always a podcast of it, usually within an hour of us getting off the air. But the Doors and Roadhouse Blues, Long Song Wednesday today, it was in memory of Elizabeth Reed. So that's one that's coming off the wheel. That's been sitting there for a little bit, not as long as a couple of others.
I love that.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Drum solo in there?
Yeah. How do you pick who plays the drum solo when you have two drummers?
You take this one, Butch.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.